It's a cool November evening as he makes his way down the sidewalk toward the small brick building in front of him. He can't miss the sign before the door. Vote here. Making his way to the booth that stands before him, he carefully fills out his ballot and places it into the machine. But as he does so, he can only begin to imagine the magnitude of that slip of paper. Because he, as well as tens of millions of his fellow citizens, have just wielded one of the many freedoms that serve as the cornerstone of our democracy. But what is also often forgotten are the words that lie behind that ballot box and polling station, behind every protest and every election in this nation. The reason that man on that November evening could exercise his fundamental rights. The words, "We the people." Few words better describe America than these first few lines of the United States Constitution. A phrase freedom-loving people all around the world desperately cling to as the globe sinks deeper into violence and terror. With brutal war raging in Eastern Europe and the Middle East falling into chaos, the evils of autocracy and terrorism appear to be emerging from the shadows once more. Never since the waning days of the Cold War has democracy felt in such peril. Yet, though the world becomes more dangerous by the day, history has shown that Americans will not allow the candle of our republic to be so easily snuffed. For herein lies the most remarkable attributes of our system, the passion and energy with which we rise to preserve it. In peace or at war, at home or abroad, our spirit has been our greatest safeguard. Through political turmoil, economic turbulence, and even civil war, American democracy still stands, the burning hope of a free world. And this system sits on the backs of millions who battle valiantly to support it. It sits on the back of the well-intentioned journalist who commits themselves to the pursuit of truth, the teacher who raises a new generation of American citizens, the entrepreneur whose creativity defines American ingenuity, the worker who through fire and steel led America into the industrial age. And of course, it sits on the back of the soldier who bleeds his life's blood so that others may be free. The soldier who held the line at Gettysburg, whose bloodstained boots liberated and occupied Europe, and who, in the face of overwhelming odds, brought down what was once the greatest empire to ever exist. With their hands on their hearts and a look of steely determination in their eyes, it's these Americans, bound together by sacred oath, that I think of when asked what's so special about our democracy. Frankly speaking, the rights and liberties we cherish so deeply are little more than words on paper. They mean absolutely nothing unless we the people are willing to stand for them, to defend them, to throw ourselves into harm's way to protect them. And that's where the greatest attributes of our democracy come from. Americans of all different backgrounds, united in common cause, always doing whatever it takes so that those words do mean something. Understanding that our democracy cannot exist without the will to preserve it. Our form of government is not perfect, sure, none are. But the intensity and zeal with which we rise to maintain it is truly extraordinary. Every time a foe has sought to shatter our devotion, they have instead found themselves broken, a constant warning and firm reminder to all agents of tyranny. Ultimately, it's up to us, we the people, to dedicate ourselves to that solemn pledge, to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.